The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 25th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
The nurse turns to the doctor and says, "There's a man outside in a black cape with a strange request." So the doctor asks the nurse, well, what does he want? "Well, doctor," the nurse explained, "he says he wants 2 pints of blood to go." "Oh no, must be Dracula." Welcome to a holiday weekend edition of the program. This is the Snowman, keeping you cool and healthy, and we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your morning and weekend, for that matter. Good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Speaking of Halloween, how about this? We're going to talk to Dr. Dennis Nagata just moments from now, and he's our resident dental expert, and we always like to have him on about this time of the year, because it is the time of the year that causes... the most, or potentially causing the most cavities. Of course, one splurge at Halloween is not going to rot out your teeth, but the problem is that people eat candy every day, not just on Halloween. And we'll talk about that, dental hygiene and much, much more, everything having to do with your mouth, because you can't have a healthy body if you don't have a healthy mouth. How about this? The lolly brush. Dental care when you need it most. It's a picture a lollipop, and instead of just the stick, you know, where the hard candy is at the end of the stick, it's impregnated with a toothbrush instead of just the stick, the candy at the end of the stick. So the lolly brush is the world's first dentist-friendly stick-mounted confectionery designed to put dental hygiene into your mouth right when you need it most. The moment you finish this yummy lollipop, 14 different flavors, by the way, you'll discover that a toothbrush is already in your mouth. How's that for perfect timing? Oh, boy. What will they think of next? All right. So we're going to talk about not only dental hygiene, but also snoring and sleep apnea, what you can do about that, laser procedures, new uses for laser in dentistry and modern dentistry to reduce pain and improve your oral health. So much, much more in this hour of Dr. Health. And also next hour, we'll be joined by Emil Odbeck. He's going to be talking about using coffee to cure loneliness. What? How is that possible? Well, this Swede says he has proof of it. He's from Sweden. He's the author of a new book, Fika That, The Swedish Secret to Coffee, Caring, and Connection. And fika is a term that Swedes use to refer to the connection that coffee breaks help to create in society, in their society, and it contributes to their emotional and mental health and helps prevent loneliness. So we'll talk about that. And I have some facts and figures on coffee, both the good, the bad, and the bitter. All right. And here, speaking of sugar, ko, which is the Hawaiian word for sugarcane, you know, sugarcane has really gotten a bad rap because even though sugar comes from sugar cane, it takes, I remember back early in my radio career, I don't remember now, but I used to remember, I think it's a few feet of a stalk of sugar cane. It takes at least a couple of feet, maybe 24, 36 inches of the actual stalk of a sugar cane to make just one spoonful of sugar. So it's, you know, it's so concentrated. But so essentially, you can't eat all that fiber in the to get that much sugar. You know, if you were eating just the cane itself. But anyway, the Hawaiians pressed they used or mixed cane juice with medicinal herbs to make la'au lapa'au, or healing potions back in ancient Hawaii, and it made it more palatable. The medicine's more palatable, the roots and shoots and different plant medicines. And they also chewed the fibrous stalks to actually clean their teeth. So in this case, sugar cane is not, or sugar is not destroying your teeth. It's actually aiding in oral health. But the problem is when it's so highly refined, you know, but there's a lot of nutrients that sugarcane is rich in, calcium and magnesium and iron. You know, that's why people eat blackstrap molasses, because of the iron content. It's also highly alkaline, and it has the juice has half the glycemic index of processed sugar, so it doesn't spike your blood sugar levels like just typical white sugar does. So I just wanted to add that in there. And it can actually help boost your immune system. So if you drink, or, you know, and you want to drink it in small quantities, of course, but the fresh squeezed cane juice can be beneficial in small amounts. All right. I want to tell you about something that's happening next week, a week from today. And that is Dr. Lori Steelsmith is putting on a women's natural health conference at the Alohilani Hotel in Waikiki. Now, there's still a few spots left. She has close to 100 people already going, and it's for women only, by the way. It's at the Alohilani Resort Waikiki Beach Hotel. That's the old Pacific Beach Hotel in Waikiki, going on from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. next Saturday, November 4th. And still a few spots left. You can go to steelsmith.eventbrite, and the Bright is spelled BRITE.com, or you can call them at 943-0330. And as you remember, she was on last week talking about women's health. And so in this seminar, instead of a 20 or 30 minute appointment, you get 6 hours with her for about half the price of an appointment, plus lunches provided. She'll also have a signed copy of her new book, Growing Younger Every Day, and she'll talk about youthful hormone balance, as well as digestive wellness and optimizing your heart health and hormonal health, and then basically anti-aging medicine for women. So don't miss out. It's a rare opportunity to meet with Dr. Steelsmith and have the camaraderie of 100 other women. And it's, again, at the Alohilani Hotel next week, Saturday, week from today, 943-0330, or you can just Google Dr. Lori Steelsmith.com, or just her name, okay? All right, tomorrow is National Cat Day. every year, well, you know, this is actually serious, because every year about 4 million cats enter shelters, and 1 to 2 million of them, unfortunately, are euthanized. So, you know, they're often overlooked or underappreciated. So we just want to mention to you that cats can, as with dogs, they can lower your blood pressure and offer unconditional love. Well, with cats, sometimes it's conditional love and companionship, and they have perfect personalities. Some of them do, or they have so many personalities. Anyway, National Cat Day tomorrow. I like cats. I can't eat a whole one in one sitting, but, you know, they're delicious. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Hey, Monday is the birth anniversary of Charles Atlas. For those of you old enough to know the name Charles Atlas, he was a former 97-pound weakling that became one of America's premier, iconic bodybuilders. And he had a course, actually, I sent off for it. It was a mail-order course back when I was a teenager, a mail-order bodybuilding course. He was bodybuilder and physical culturist and legendary. Well, basically he went from being a scrawny little kid to a big bodybuilder. So that was his, he was born on October 30th, 1892. All right, let's see. Let's go straight ahead in the news. Chemotherapy, it's used to treat cancer, but can it also cause it? Plus, the 10 loudest sounds. You may be surprised at some of these. And also, if there weren't already enough diets out there, the new werewolf diet, just in time for Halloween. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, this is a review of some information that came out earlier this year, but since this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is the last weekend to highlight this, of course we can highlight it any weekend we want, but just to round out the month of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October, chemotherapy helps breast cancer to spread. Unfortunately, this was, it's been routine treatment for cancer for more than 60 years, but researchers have recently discovered that it helps breast cancer to spread and makes it more lethal. This was research from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, and they fear that other cancers could respond in a similar way to chemotherapy, and they're planning further trials to find this out. Researchers have discovered that the drugs trigger a repair mechanism that enables cancer cells to return stronger, which is not a good thing. Chemotherapy also creates gateways of metastases, and that allows breast cancer cells to spread to other organs, which is often lethal. So the bottom line, although chemotherapy can initially reduce tumor size, it can also increase this activity, making the cancers spread much more likely. So be aware of that. All right, what about this werewolf diet, the latest L.A. slimming fad? Yikes. As the full moon rises over Hollywood and Vine, celebrities turn to the werewolf diet, a plan that promises to transform the body with a little help from the power of the moon. This actually has its roots in science from the United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's a mouthful, which is why it's called NOAA. But they say since 70% of the human body consists of water, the proponents of the diet theorize that if we're impacted by changes in the moon's gravitational force, that affects us as well. And they maintain that the moon has a tide-like effect at the cellular level, and this amplifies the body's ability to flush excess water, fat, and toxins for 2 24-hour periods during each lunar cycle. And that's namely the during the full moon and another time during the new moon. So to take advantage of the moon's powers, followers of the plan do 2 24-hour juice fasts each month at those times of the month. And they report losing as much as 6 pounds during each 24-hour fast. Well, you know, there's no control. I mean, they could lose 6 pounds on other days, but they say that it does aid in the detoxification process. So, if you want to try this out, just, I guess, Google the werewolf diet. And then November 17th, is the next new moon, and the werewolf diet calls for eating 3 vegetable and protein-rich meals per day during the waxing and waning moon phases. Well, that's going to help anyway, no matter what the moon phase is. All right. Okay, just a few other... Do we have another minute left? Maybe 1 minute. We don't have time for the 10 loudest sounds. What about the five loudest if we don't have time? Actually, I want to share with you a couple of humorous things since we're going to be talking about dentistry. One is the proprietor of the small town general store often took calls from remote properties asking him to deliver food and other goods to them. On one occasion, he was asked to send a toothbrush. Do you want an expensive or a cheap one? He asked. Make it a good one, was the reply. There are five of us out here. Don't share your toothbrush. All right, Dr. Dennis Nagata coming right up after this brief break. And, of course, next hour we're going to be talking about coffee and all its conversational benefits, as well as how it can prevent loneliness or cure it, according to our guest next hour. And, of course, all of our regular features, including Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stick around all the way to 11 o'clock this morning. And if you can't stay with us all morning long, you can join us tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy, the rebroadcast of the morning show. Back after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthosin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthosin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthosin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthosin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
That's why we need dentists. All the sugar we eat. And all that candy. Welcome to a pre-Halloween weekend edition of the program. I'll save this question for Dr. Nagata. But mirror, mirror on the wall. Let's see. Who's the smiliest dentist of them all? Why, Dr. Dennis Nagata, of course. Good morning, Dennis Nagata. How the health are you?
Good morning. Good morning, David.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, you know, do you know what a dentist's favorite time of the day is?
No.
2:30. 2:30.
2:30. Okay.
And unfortunately, my tooth is not hurting right now. Otherwise, I'd have to make an appointment with you right away, stat. But anyway, well, we're just a few days until the number one holiday of the year that keeps you dentists in business, Halloween.
Correct.
With all the cavity-creating candies that kids will be eating and craving for many days to come. We always like to have you on at about this time of the year to highlight that that particular holiday and talk about dental hygiene. We're going to get into other things, too, sleep apnea and the new braces and some new laser procedures that dentists are now being able to implement into their practice. But first of all, dental hygiene. Now, of course, one holiday is not going to cause a mouthful of cavities just because you eat a bowl full of Halloween candy. But the problem is that people eat treats every day of the year, 24/7, not just on October 31st or on December 25th or any of the other holidays that are connected with confections. So let's talk about daily dental hygiene. Now, of course, there's brushing, flossing, and scraping, which a lot of people neglect. But give us a kind of rundown from a dentist's perspective of what people should do hygienically for oral hygiene on a daily basis.
Well, I think the point that it's not necessarily sugar. Sugar is, of course, an enemy, not only for teeth, but for the body.
Mm-hmm, right.
But you know, it's the amount of times that you eat that becomes an issue, because every time you eat, there's an acid production in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Which is why sugar's so bad, right? It's not the sugar itself. It's the fact that it feeds the bacteria, the acid-forming bacteria, and the bacteria that cause the acids to be formed are what attack the tooth enamel.
Exactly. And so that's why we try to, you know, if you're going to eat, you might as well binge and eat one time. So actually, Halloween is good. You know, you just binge eat candy and then you're done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but I think it's the amount of times you eat a day, that's going to be an issue. And if you eat sugar a lot a day, like pastries, anything white, it's going to affect your teeth if you don't brush or rinse right after.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about, you know, if you can't brush or rinse, we talked about the spry gum.
Yeah,
and,
chewing spry.
Chew gum. Just get the saliva moving so
right.
that you can get the acid out of the mouth, rinse your mouth, or do whatever you can to get that acid out of your mouth.
And isn't that, Doctor, why dry mouth syndrome is so deleterious to your oral health, is because the saliva is not there to bathe the tooth enamel to prevent the cavities from forming or the
exactly.
bacteria?
Exactly. You know, people who have this disease called Sjogren's disease have a tendency to form cavities. And also, what a lot of people unfortunately have is some radiation for some cancer around the area that, you know, affects the salivary gland.
Uh-huh.
And that causes a dry mouth. So we have to make special trays for these people.
Wow.
That's available so that we can bathe the teeth in some you know, preventive agent, which is topical fluoride, and they need it. You know, there's fluoride, of course, is an issue, but we're not talking about ingested fluoride. We're talking about topical fluoride
right.
to protect the enamel, and that's absolutely necessary for these people who are going through radiation therapy in and around the oral cavity.
So is that a tray that they would wear at night before they go to bed, or...?
Well, basically, it's a custom tray. I don't think they have to wear it at night. I think it's, you know, during the day when we can apply the fluoride on the teeth to protect it.
Oh.
Then at night, if they can, if they find that their mouth is dry, they can go ahead and wear it at night. But, you know, the main thing is that the teeth are really clean at night, because you don't move your tongue unless you talk in your sleep. But, you know, your tongue is stable, or mm-hmm. unless you snore, which is another issue. So,
snoring, yeah,
I think,
right.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know, the point is we have to protect the teeth from the dry mouth and the attack of the acid.
Mm-hmm. Well, being a talkaholic, I might talk in my sleep. I don't know. Sometimes I could wake myself up, but I seem to sleep soundly enough to where I don't hear myself talking in my sleep. Do most people that talk in their sleep wake themselves up because of the talking? Or I'm just curious.
I think the snoring.
The snoring. Yeah,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
But I thought you would be impervious, kind of immune to it if it's you causing the noise. Maybe not. Maybe people do wake up from their own loud snoring. I don't know.
No, you know what it is that if you have snoring and you have an apnea episode where you stop breathing, that's what wakes you up.
Right. The micro.
So So that's the, you know, that's the parasympathetic response when there's no oxygen in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to shock, get you up.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and
so
we're going
to get up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. All right, Dennis, we need to take a brief break. Well, we have a couple more minutes before the bottom of the hour station ID. Okay, many more questions for you. Now, on getting back to dental hygiene, on a daily basis. What toothpaste, if any, do you recommend? Is it pretty much just using a toothpaste versus not using a toothpaste? Or I know that sometimes you've recommended dry brushing, not using toothpaste at all.
Toothpaste is just an adjunct to help you enjoy the brushing process.
okay.
So you know, whatever you use, but there's Spry toothpaste. There's a lot of natural toothpaste if you don't want any preservatives or additives in there, you know. So, but the point is, yeah, dry brushing works too. It's just not as, enjoyable, I guess, if that's the word for it. But any kind of dentifrice. And, you know, I caution people about this tartar control toothpaste.
Oh.
Because they have some agents in there that can cause sensitivity.
Right, right.
So be careful. If you have sensitive teeth, I would stay away from tartar control toothpaste.
Because they're too abrasive, is that why?
I think it's abrasive, but also there's some chemical in there to prevent the, that coats the tooth, that prevents the tartar to build up onto the tooth
and
may be the cause of the sensitivity. So I tell patients, you know, just come in and get your tartar cleaned off by us and then just use a regular toothpaste.
Mm. Yeah, because otherwise you have to use another chemical for the sensitivity, the potassium nitrate and things like Sensodyne toothpaste. Yeah,
correct. And if you have sensitive teeth, Sensodyne toothpaste is a great toothpaste.
It is, yeah. I've used it before. I use it from time to time myself, yeah. Okay. All right, so much for sensitivities. Now, the problem that I see with toothpaste, and see if you concur with this, and that is that it gives people, in fact, there have been studies on this, it gives people a false sense of cleanliness or of oral hygiene, that their mouth is completely plaque-free and that they've removed all the food particles. Because I think that, if I remember the study correctly, it only takes about 45 seconds for the mint or whatever essential oils in the toothpaste to kick in and give you that mouth fresh feeling or that tingly fresh feeling.
Right.
And yet it takes 2 minutes mechanically or with an electric toothbrush for that matter to effectively get the plaque and food particles off the surface of the teeth, the enamel.
I think, you know, patients, the people, we teach the people to brush not. The teeth are okay to brush the surfaces of the teeth, but the most important areas is, to me, that we find the biggest accumulation is by the gum line of the teeth.
Right, right, where you can't
along
see.
Along the gum line, where you angle the brush, you need to angle the brush right at that junction, about 45 degrees, and brush that area first, and then go to the rest of the surfaces of the teeth, the chewing surface, because the saliva takes care of a lot of cleansing around the surfaces of the teeth, but maybe the chewing surface where there's the grooves and everything where food might get caught into that area needs to be scrubbed. But my point is that I want them to concentrate along the gum line.
Okay. And what do you think of electric toothbrushes versus manual versions?
I think any toothbrush is good as long as you use it.
Okay. It's kind of like vitamins. The best vitamins to take are the ones you're going to take and not put at the back of the cupboard. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And then finally, regarding hygiene, and then we'll wrap up this segment and then get on to other things regarding dentistry and oral health, and that is scraping. A lot of people, they brush and they floss, but then they fail to scrape their tongue. And the Dr. Tongue brand scraping or scrapers, the tongue scrapers, are available at all the pharmacies and many health stores. It's Dr. and then T-U-N-G. That's probably the best brand because it's a stainless steel brush or a scraper. And, you know, people say, oh, I brush my tongue after I floss and brush their teeth. But believe me, if you can brush your tongue and then use the scraper after that, and you'll see how much more comes off as far as dead skin cells and bacteria. Yeah. And you're only cleaning 2/3 of your mouth if you don't scrape your tongue, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, the tongue scraper is also, you know, depends. And people have different types of tongues, believe it or not. There's people who have deep fissures, you know, the anatomy is different. And some people always come to me and say, you know, doc, I brush my teeth. I do everything I do, but I still have bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, do you scrape your tongue? And I look at the tongue. It's very fissured. You know, there's different anatomical areas of it where the bacteria will hide and you can't take it out. So the tongue scraping is very valuable. Now, just to facilitate things now, the other end of the toothbrushes now are coming with some protrusions to help you scrape.
Oh, that's good. Oh, finally. Wow. Somebody finally is awake.
So, the head of the toothbrush, you just turn it around, and if you need a quick scrape, go ahead and do that.
But
Dr. Tongue's device is
still,
very, very good.
Still superior. Yeah, that's our choice. Yeah, there's geographic tongue and other tongue ailments. We won't get into that, but see your doctor about that if you have any tongue issues. But when we come back, we will have more information for your good oral health with our guest, Dr. Dennis Nagata, our resident dental expert. We're going to talk about snoring and sleep apnea, as well as what is a myobrace and new laser procedures that might forego having to get drilled. So no drilling, filling, or billing on this show. And when we come back, why you may not need a dental x-ray every year. Some interesting information there as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Kokua, a friendly Hawaiian word that means cooperation, to help, assist, and support. And who better to help you to attain and maintain good health than Kokua Market, the co-op store that's been helping its customers do just that since 1971. Kokua Market is East Honolulu's complete natural foods destination, located in the heart of Mo'ili'ili at 2643 South King Street, near the corner of King and University. There you'll find all your favorite natural groceries, frozen foods, gourmet cheeses, snacks, beauty aids, food supplements, and one of the most delicious delis you've ever experienced. Plus, Kokua offers well over 100 bulk food bins. But wait, the section of the store that Kokua is most known for is its organic produce. You see, years before organic foods became popular, Kokua Market was offering certified organic produce to give their customers the power of choice. They also believe in supporting Hawaii's farmers, so you'll find lots of local organic produce there as well. Add it all up, and you have people helping people stay healthy. Kokua Market.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
Welcome back to your The Cure for your regular radio show. It's not a common radio show. It's Dr. Health Radio. All right, back to our guest. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Dr. Dennis Nagata, who has a practice here in Honolulu. Dr. Nagata, how many years has it been now?
This is my 39th year, and you know, David, we're going to be moving.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's announce that, or you announce it.
Yeah, so we're going to, effective November 6th, we're going to be moving over to the Landmark Dental Group, and it's going to be at the Landmark Condominium.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be on the third floor, fully state-of-the-art German equipment.
Great.
Our sterilization process is going to be second to none in terms of patient safety with the German technology. We will have valet parking for our patients.
Excuse me.
So it's just because the stalls are a little small there.
Oh, okay.
So the valet parking is going to be available for our patients at no charge. And it's going to be just a wonderful experience, a dental experience that we're trying to create for the patients today. So effective November 6th.
Wow, just a week or so away. Yeah, that's great.
LandmarkDentalHawaii.com.
LandmarkDentalHawaii.com. Will your other old website still be in service as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Smilepower.net will still be in service for a little while.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's going to be a really, really good experience for the patient. And it's taking, we're being trained on the equipment because it's everything is digital and computerized. And it's going to take a short learning curve, but it's going to be great for the patients, for the safety as well as for the comfort of treatment.
Okay, you mentioned the sterilized environment. It's not going to make me sterile if I go make an appointment.
No.
Okay.
It'll make, yeah.
Just checking. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's some information on why you may not need a dental x-ray every year. Your dentist may recommend annual scans of your teeth, and yet a new American Dental Association report says adults who don't have obvious dental problems can safely go 2 to 3 years between bite wing x-rays. And they say that doing so may have other health perks, although x-rays provide only low levels of radiation, still better to avoid any unnecessary exposure. What's your take on this, Dr. Nagata?
No, it's a common sense thing. You know, it's common sense. If the patient is not prone to decay, or they're, you know, they have normal and they're they good take good oral hygiene, then I'm okay with that. You know, I asked them, did they decline? I said, okay, you know, you won't get worse.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, depending on the age we're talking about, but as the patient ages, for some reason, if they have a lot of wear on the teeth, and even though they're not prone to decay, we have to see how deep the wear goes and how, you know, the condition of the nerve. And a lot of times we can see incipient lesions, where it's called incipient means it's not exactly to a certain point where it requires treatment. And we can concentrate on those areas with some topical agents that help remineralize the enamel. So in that respect, x-rays can be preventive as well as diagnostic.
Well, you know, I took an extended 100,000 meal warranty out on my teeth, so I think I'm safe.
Okay.
All right. You know, getting back to Halloween, I forgot to mention the fact that if it's a choice between hard candies and chocolates, chocolate is a lot better for you, whether it's milk or dark, because of the fat that helps to inhibit the sugar or the cavity formation in the mouth. I mean, hard candies are virtually 100% sugar, you know.
Yeah.
So if you have to.
And it lingers in your mouth for a long time.
Right, right, exactly. Reminds me of, I remember a cartoon years ago, and the father is sitting at the breakfast table reading his daughter's cereal box, and he's reading the side panel of the ingredients, and he says, "Boy, this cereal doesn't fool around. It's 100% sugar."
Yeah.
You know? Some breakfast cereals have more sugar than the candies that people eat. So we don't want to pick only on Halloween candy. It's a lot of other things in our diet that could cause cavities or be high in sugar.
One thing that a lot of people forget is the sports drinks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the sports drinks. Yes.
Full of sugar. Look at the label. It's unbelievable the amount of sugar in sports drinks.
And you were also mentioning the fact that, you know, frequent meals or frequent exposure to the teeth. Well, people sip those drinks all day long or for an hour or two during their workout. And so they're always bathing their teeth and the sugary, the carbohydrate that the sports drink contains. That's injurious.
Correct.
Yeah. And
so, Go ahead. No. So, you know, I recommend a straw.
Oh, straws. Yes. Okay. That's a good
point. Bypass the tea. Mm-hmm. You know, bypass the tea.
But then straws will give you the smoker-like wrinkles if you drink over a period of years, you know, but you just don't want to pucker your lips sometimes I complain at some of these health bars that have smoothies, because they don't have smoothie straws. They have these small beverage straws that you're supposed to sip this thick smoothie up in, and and you're like puckering, like, you know, it's impossible to. So finally, I take the cap off and throw the straw away, and then just eat it by the mouthful. And by the way, also we should mention, from a blood sugar standpoint, as that is to not slurp your smoothies. You want to sip your smoothies, and same goes for juices. And I always dilute my juices about 50% with water, so they're only half the, they're diluted 50-50 with water, a 1-to-1 ratio, because then you don't get the blood sugar rush or spike. And please don't drink your... I won't pick on any friends because some of them listen to the show, but there's a few that gulp down their not only sports drinks but other beverages. But we won't go there. All right, shifting gears now to we mentioned in passing snoring and sleep apnea. Let's talk about sleep apnea and how dentists are usually the first or often the first practitioner or a medical personnel to discover this in patients. Tell us about your experience in both detecting and diagnosing and treating sleep apnea in your dental patients.
Yeah, well, we see the patient more often than the physician does, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the dentist's role is to screen and look for any types of obstruction. So the dentist's role is to be able to screen for obstructive sleep apnea.
Oh, okay.
So what we're looking at is we're looking at the back of the throat, and there is a coating done by an anesthesiologist by the last name of Malampati. And if you look up Malampati, there is certain kind of coding of a one classification, 1, 2, 3, 4. And a class 4 shows that you can't see the back of the throat.
Huh.
So that requires a certain type of intubation if the patient has to go through surgery. So this anesthesiologist classified this type of anatomical issue. And we find that the class 4, where you can't see the back of the throat, these people are suspect for sleep apnea because there's some obstruction.
Hmm. Okay, now, Dr. Nagata, let me just clarify. You said coating, not coating. People might think it's a coating in back of the throat, but you're talking about medical coating.
Yeah, it's a classification.
Right, right.
The word.
Okay,
it's
just want to clarify that for people that might have thought coating.
Anatomical classification of the way the back of the throat appears, the anatomy of the back of the throat.
Okay.
And class 1, you can see the back. It's a beautiful opening. Class 2, not so good. Class 3, semi-occluded. Class 4, you can't even see the back of the throat.
So you want to be first class.
Yeah, you want to be first class, exactly. So that's what we have to look at and we screen for. And then from that point, we have a questionnaire that we provide for the patient to see how they are at the following day, if they're tired, and it's called a sleep screening.
Mm.
And if they score a certain amount, what we do is we have a company that will send the sleep test directly to their home.
Oh, wow.
At the comfort of their own home. And then from there, the results will go back to the mainland for the physician that I work with, and we'll get a medical diagnosis.
I see.
Mild, moderate, or severe.
And
from that point, we can go ahead and determine what best type of treatment. And of course, the best treatment has been the CPAP machine, which is a pressure machine.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people can't use that.
Oh, right, right. Now, and speaking of medical procedures, Dr. Nagata, you were at Dr. Michael Russo's grand opening of his office. He's a neurologist here in town, and he also treats sleep apnea or sleep disorders. He does sleep medicine, practices.
Correct.
That. And so I know that you work or you'll be working with him and other doctors in this regard. And
I work, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just such a burgeoning field because so many people have this problem. And with the aging of the population, is this a disease or a condition that tends to get worse as people get older?
Yes, gravity is no good for aging.
Oh, my God. You know, like I remember actress Dolly Parton, the movie star, she said, "If it's sagging, dragging, or bagging, I'm going to nip it, tuck it, or suck it."
Yeah.
And so, you have to do that internally or in the throat, right? You have to adjust. I mean, sometimes it's a case of having to surgically alter the tissue. Is that right?
Well, surgical altering tissue is called UVVP, and I can't pronounce it, but I think it's called a uvuloplasty, where they recontour the back of the throat.
Right.
The problem with that is it grows back sometimes.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
And so what we do now is we have a laser, and we use a laser to shrink the tissue. It does need a touch-up here and there, but it's less invasive, and it's called night lase. Night lase works, and then we use it on certain patients in conjunction with the dental appliance. Now, this is provided the patient is intolerant to the CPAP machine.
Oh, okay.
The CPAP machine is a great machine for people, especially with people with severe. But the studies have shown that the mild to moderate cases of sleep apnea have just as good results with a properly trained dentist providing a sleep appliance that's going to fit their situation.
Oh,
and so
okay.
I've had so many people that I've helped with this, and I haven't had one returned yet.
Huh. Now, what you do, is that in conjunction with a CPAP machine, or is that in place of?
Both. So what I can do is, if they're mild to moderate, my dental appliance will allow them to sleep without the machine.
Oh, good. Okay.
But in certain cases, with the dental appliance, if the person is severe and they're not really using the machine because of the full face mask, what we do is we do hybrid therapy. So hybrid therapy means they wear go ahead and wear a dental appliance, and they change it to just a nasal cannula.
Oh.
So the only thing that's around their head is a nasal piece. And the advantage of this is it's combination, but also they reduce the pressure that's coming into the nose because of the dental appliance. So the dental appliance is in some cases a replacement for the CPAP. But also an adjunctive aid for the CPAP machine, depending on the patient.
You know, I can't think of anything more unromantic. I've never been with anybody that had a CPAP machine, but I mean, it must be so. You know, if you're sleeping with somebody, to have to wear that and have the be encumbered with a machine just to be able to breathe at night. I mean, that just
David. You know what? I've had my couples come in. They sleep in separate rooms.
Wow. Okay,
first of all, it was a snoring. So they go to the doctor and they get the machine and they stop snoring, but the air and the noise from the machine.
Right. I've heard that. Yes.
So now they're in the same situation they were. They're still sleeping in separate rooms. So my dental appliance has saved marriages. Okay.
Oh,
I
yes.
Saved lives as well as saved marriages.
Okay. So you're
it's a great device.
You're
so
the,
I'm a marriage counselor.
Matchmaker. All right. On that note, Dr. Nagata, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here. And we want to return with some more information on other laser procedures. Now people, the dentists are treating cavities or using lasers instead of drills to get rid of cavities and then using, of course, fillings of various materials. But they are having or being able to forego the use of the dreaded dental drill, I might add. So we'll talk about that. And also mention your new offices again and more information on oral health with our resident dental expert, Dr. Dennis Nagata of, what's the new name of the practice again? Landmark? Dr. Nagata?
Landmark Dental Group Hawaii.
Okay, I'll write that down. LandmarkDentalGroupHawaii.com. All right. Okay, back after this as we continue here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Well, maybe one spoonful is not too bad if it helps the medicine go down. But the problem is the 10 or 11 spoonfuls of sugar that people drink and just one can of pop, one can of soda has about 10 spoonfuls of sugar. Doctor, tell us what your favorite Halloween candy is. We're putting you on the spot here. Sorry about that.
I love Snickers.
Snickers. Okay. I've never been a Snickers a fan, but there's others. I used to like the Reese's peanut butter cups. Those were good. I think
those are two.
Yeah, those are two of the most popular candies perennially. And of course, we're not going to talk about candies, but there's all kinds of chocolate and non-chocolate varieties. Now, go ahead.
Dark chocolate. Eat the dark chocolate.
Yes, dark.
What is it, 70% or more?
Yeah, 70% or higher, yes, is typically. I tend to go for the 85 to 90 if I eat dark chocolate. But there's
great,
one.
It's great with red wine. So you get a double whammy. You've got two antioxidants at the same time.
Oh, please.
Okay,
we don't have time for this program, but there's a lot of other things that have more polyphenols than red wine.
I don't want to know about them.
You know, there. I don't know if I've ever told you the four wines that I recommend. Have I ever reviewed that?
No.
Even though I'm anti-alcohol, but there's the unfermented wine, otherwise known as grape juice. And then there's fermented wine, which I put on my salads, also known as vinegar. And then there's de-alcoholized wine, which if you like the taste of wine, you know, it's like people that you say, well, there's decaf coffee if you like the taste of coffee. Oh, no decaf for me. Don't get, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, I just like the taste of coffee. I don't drink it for the buzz. Well, it turns out that most people do drink it for the buzz. And actually, next hour, we're going to be talking about this, the perfect segue to mention next hour's topic. Coffee, can it cure loneliness? Well, this person from Sweden says he has proof of it. Emil Odback, the author of a new book called Fika Bat. Fika is a Swedish term, which is having to do with the connection that you make with coffee breaks and, you know, social gatherings and things. But it's he says, the Swedish secret to coffee, caring, and connection. So we'll talk all about coffee on next hour's program. But anyway, the other two, let's see, I gave you three types of wine, and then there's fermented wine, unfermented wine, de-alcoholized wine, and oh yes, and wine in capsules. Have you ever heard of wine in capsules?
I just did.
Okay, no, it's called grapes, unfermented wine in capsules. they're about capsule size. You know, that's can't get better than grapes. In fact, I have some in my backpack right here. All right, okay, let's talk about laser procedures. We just have about 5 minutes left in the show. So, what other new laser procedures? Let's talk about the cavity treatments that lasers are now promising for dental patients that are painless and a lot less invasive.
I've got a light walker all tissue laser that I use, so we don't have to give anesthesia for patients.
It's called a light walker?
It's a light walker laser, all tissue laser, and I'm using that routinely on patients who have very small incipient decay.
Huh.
That we detect, and we use the laser. It takes about maybe 30 seconds, if it's small, so about a minute and a half, without anesthesia.
Really?
And we can, you know, a lot of times we don't have to drill. Sometimes I have to finish it with a drill a little bit.
Okay.
But very, very lightly to smooth the surface, because the laser can't cut really smooth. However, the laser has an effect of desensitizing the tooth as well during the procedure.
Huh. And also disinfecting the area, right?
Correct. So yeah. Laser dental therapy is the future. We use lasers to treat people with gum disease.
Right.
Because we can't go deep. A lot of times we avoid a lot of painful surgery.
Oh, yeah.
By doing a procedure called LANAP, L-A-N-A-P, which is laser-assisted type of gingival gum surgery. It's mm-hmm. called LANAP, L-A-N-A-P. So the lasers are here to stay, and they're only going to get better.
Okay, is this laser you're talking about, the light walker, is that any relation to Luke Skywalker?
No.
My producer's shaking his head. David, you're so corny. Okay.
I know.
Anyway, okay. So laser is definitely it's not a fad or anything. It's here to stay in dentistry.
It's here to stay. It's the future of dentistry in terms of being conservative. Minimally invasive mm-hmm. is our motto. You know, we want to be minimally invasive. You know, we don't want to cut teeth into like 360 degrees anymore. We want to preserve as much enamel as possible.
Absolutely.
Because only tissue in a body, once removed, will not grow back.
That's right. And, you know, that's the one thing that people fear the most when they think of a dentist is the drill. And it's mostly, well, not only the pain, but the sound of the drill, like me, you know, we should have sound effects to have every time we have you on. but
you know what, yeah. David, ours, the new equipment now is electric.
Oh, okay. So it's, you mean even the drills now?
The drill is electric, so there's very little sound.
Very little sound, yeah. Yeah, like versus before. Well, you know, in the early days, I'm sure you studied the history of dentistry, and they had those belts that operated the big burrs, and I mean, it was, you know, prehistoric. It was like Flintstone dentistry.
Yeah, you can see smoke coming out of that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Now, my dentist, I had a question from somebody. They were saying that their dentist doesn't use lasers. Should we think of getting a new dentist? What's your opinion there? Okay.
It depends. No, not really. I mean, you know, I think you want to see a dentist that kept up with technology, has taken a lot of continuing education courses, for the safety as well as for the improved treatment for the patient.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, you don't want to go into a 1940s dental office, you know.
Sure.
And you can tell once you walk in, it is. Or it isn't, you know.
So, and speaking of 1940s dental office, let's talk about the 2018 dental office or the office of the future. It's not quite 2018, of course, but let's talk about your landmark office there in Waikiki.
So it's going to be the office of the future. Everything is digital. We have our chairs, my treatment centers, everything. But the way that this is designed is for patient protection. You know, we have a big issue with waterline issues, the waterline bacteria or mold forming in waterline.
Right.
And we have a lot of waterlines in dentistry. However, this German company has taken it to a different level where the waterlines are totally purged every night.
Wow.
Cleansed at night while the equipment is down.
Oh, that's fantastic. Boy.
It's fantastic.
Okay, so Landmark Dental Group is the name of the facility on the third floor of the Landmark Hotel.
Landmark Condominium.
Right
across from the Convention Center.
Okay, so it's centrally located, and valet parking because the spaces are small. So don't bring your super minivan or your Ford F-350 long bed. So,
and the website is landmarkdentalhawaii.com.
Landmarkdentalhawaii.com. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nagata. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And we look forward to having you on in 2018 and look forward to checking out your new office.
Right. Happy Halloween.
All right. You too. And, you know, just as a present to my favorite dentist, which is you, I'll maybe get you a bag of Snickers, send them your way toward the office, to your new office.
I look forward to that.
Okay. All right. There goes Dr. Dennis Nagata. And here we go with 1 hour down, 1 hour to go of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Next hour, coffee on the menu. Can it cure loneliness? Well, this Swede says he has proof of it. Emil Oatback, the author of the new book, Fika That, the Swedish Secret to Coffee, Caring, and Connection. Plus all of our regular features as well, including Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. And if you can't stick around, you can always listen to us tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy on the rebroadcast of the Saturday Morning Show here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.